Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nearly 100,000 people will be on Pittsburgh's North Shore tomorrow between the Pirates 105 first pitch with the Royals and the 3:30 backyard raw kick with Pitt and West Virginia. So as you may have heard with our own David Ballarato, we'll check in with him. What's the game plan? What do you do? So it may be a little different than you normally would expect on a football or baseball Saturday. What's unusual, Paul, is typically Pirates do not play Saturday afternoon games at 1:05. They either do like a 4:05 late afternoon start or a night game. Which may have helped if this game was at night and Pitt was playing at noon, but that's not the reality.
And, a midday game normally would start at noon anyway. The 1:05 is a real aberration.
For baseball, absolutely. Yeah.
12:35 would be a weekday start, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It is. So it is what it is in terms of the sellout for the football game. We'll put nearly 70,000 people. Pirates are estimating 20,000 people in terms of tickets sold. Now, how many people show up, it remains to be seen. But nonetheless, there'll be a lot of people around.
There's one group of people, actually two groups of people, who have it made. They live downtown or they live on the north side, and they can just walk to the stadium.
Or if you're a south side resident near the T, that's, a great way to come into games because you can get either off right there in front of PNC Park or over by Acrisure. But I imagine they're going to do big business. Now, what's helping is the fact that you don't have to deal with inclement weather. It is going to be summer-like and hot, but a lot of people will be there early. I saw boats. There's a flotilla outside the stadium along the river where you would see like a Kenny Chesney flotilla of boats. That'll be stocked there, too.
So they're boat gating.
Yes, boat gating. And we're going to check in with our own David Ballarato. What's the game plan for you if you want to come down? FBI now involved with the school threats that seem to be proliferating around the region. And you heard the story about the young elementary student from the Shaler District who apparently is being charged with threats. But there are others, too.
The charges are third-degree felony and misdemeanor. And the felony would be for terroristic threats and the misdemeanor for harassment. And I understand that this is an elementary school student. We're not talking about a teenager here. We're talking about someone who's preteen. My goodness, and it's a girl.
She is, I believe, 10.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that there's access with social media and a way to post these things, and in the Pine Richland District, a video surfaced of a man with a gun. And
it's a silent video, Larry. Right. There's no message that goes along with it, but the message was sent to middle and high school students in the Pine Richland District, so now they're taking steps today to make sure nothing wacky happens. But, you know, what the question now becomes, I think, and we were kicking this around in the newsroom a little bit yesterday, what can be done to bring these, you know, because, I mean, they're a dime a dozen now. We've been going back and forth on this for years. Remember we had a spate of hoaxes, like, over a period of a couple of weeks. It got to the point where they were no longer being taken seriously by anyone.
At the University of Pittsburgh and our colleges, too, a few years ago.
Yeah.
It was almost daily we were dealing with this. So FBI is involved trying to track who's responsible for these school threats. But it does disrupt life and it forces the schools to make changes. And they have in many districts. That said, what else are people talking about? I'm going to go with Paul Skeens visiting Steelers practice yesterday.
I didn't know about that.
So cool. So the Pirates were off yesterday. So this phenom pitcher, Paul Skeens, was invited and went to see the Steelers practice. And he hung out with Coach Tomlin and T.J. Watt, among others. Got a game-worn jersey from Watt, signed it for him.
Oh, that's awful. Yeah, awesome, yeah.
I would imagine after football... Well, after baseball season ends, and for the Pirates, that's going to be sooner than later, that you will see Paul Skeens at a Steelers game, and they would probably feature him for the terrible towel twirl right before kickoff.
That would be a great idea.
And maybe, yeah. Maybe his female friend will come with him.
Libby.
Libby Dunn, the LSU. She's got to go back to school, though.
She's real easy on the eyes, isn't she?
She was on network television from Times Square this week. I just saw her from a distance. I don't know why she was on TV, but she went back to LSU, right?
We have two celebrity couples now.
Who's
we
the other one?
Russell Wilson and his musician wife.
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen her around.
Not much at all. And then we have Paul Skeens and Libby Dunn.
Well, that's another thing. Russell Wilson. Justin Fields.
Yeah.
Russell Wilson apparently did practice yesterday.
I guess he was limited, though. There wasn't a lot. I think that Justin Fields is likely to start again on Sunday. And by the way, as long as we're talking about quarterbacks, did you see what happened to Miami's quarterback last night?
He actually ran into DeMar Hamlin.
Of all people.
And DeMar made the tackle, and he was unconscious. Not DeMar, Tua.
No, Tua.
So
Tagovailoa, right?
Tagovailoa.
Well, yeah, he has a tough name to say for me.
Just say Tua.
Anyway, but if it's another concussion, the discussion has to be, you know, retirement.
Because this would be his fourth major.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah.
Is it worth any amount of money at this point?
No, I don't think so. And then Miami now is in deep trouble.
Yep. Maybe they'll get one of the old quarterbacks that we used to have. We'll see. That's what people are talking about on the Big K Morning Show. Coming up in our next half hour, you're going to have a chance to win tickets to the Outlaw Music Festival, which is happening at the Pavilion at Star Lake tomorrow. What a lineup. Willie Nelson. You've got Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp, Robert Plant, Alison Krauss, and more. And we'll give you a chance to win tickets to see that show. That's going to be a big day, too, if you're a music fan. As you know who else is coming to Star Lake? Pitbull on the 18th.
The same Pitbull that performed at
the Celebrity Care Fest.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't know much about Pitbull, to be honest. I knew one word of one song, Fireball.
Fireball.
And he really lit the place up. Tremendous entertainer, really, really talented. So you get a chance to see Pitbull on September 18th. Meanwhile, I guess the candidates keep crossing Pennsylvania. Now, today, Donald Trump will be in Los Angeles for a news conference at noon Eastern, and then he's going to a rally in Las Vegas, and then Harris will be in Wilkes-Barre and then Johnstown today. So they keep coming back to Pennsylvania, and this will continue for the next 54 days. And then what? Do we get a mental break? I know the ads that you see in here all the time now will go away.
Eventually. I am taking a mental break.
You're going to be on vacation.
As often as possible. No, I'll be listening to the one of the newscasts when I'm getting ready here in the news booth, and I'll hear a political ad come on and I'll quickly turn it off. You know, that's what I do. If it comes up on TV, I switch away. I just don't want to listen to it. I don't want to pollute my mind. You know, doing my job, you want to play everything right down the middle, right?
Yeah,
you know, and be as objective as you can possibly be. And some of those things, you know, eventually they're going to touch a nerve, right?
Well, as John Delano detailed with us a while ago from KDK TV, you are permitted to tell falsehoods in political ads. I mean, in other ads, technically, you have to tell the truth or someone could call you on it, you know, mm-hmm. for marketing, for instance. If a company makes claims, they got to back up those claims. Well, in the case of political ads, they can say anything they want.
Under the guise of the protection of the First Amendment.
Right.
Right to free speech.
Well, in the political ads, I mean, even in free speech, you could be held liable if you tell lies about someone that injure them.
Mm-hmm.
And companies that make claims that are false can be called on the carpet and can be fined, and they have been. But in political ads, you literally can say anything. You could say...
Well, and they are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've heard and seen ads from both campaigns that are demonstrably false.
Well, now they're saying, you know, depends on who you hear, that the debate was rigged. So it's like, okay.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, then, now,
and
you
then,
know,
you know,
you know, conservative voters who backed Trump were pretty vociferous on social media after the debate, saying that the fact-checking was very unbalanced, that the fact-checking was almost entirely made with Donald Trump and not with, you know, and I don't know, you know, because I didn't have a notepad and keep, you know, score on that. But that's what they say. And here's the thing, Larry. I mean, everybody who watched that, of the, what, it was 67 million, right?
67 million people watched.
Don't know what percentage of them are the undecideds yet. It must be a very, very small number of undecideds. But what I did read this morning was a very interesting article in the Wall Street Journal that said the debate probably didn't change many minds of the undecided because they wanted to hear, like, proposals on the economy and some other specifics in some other key areas, like immigration, and that just didn't happen because of the nature of the debate.
Well, here's the news. Donald Trump said yesterday there will be no more debates for him.
Oh, that's right.
He's done.
Yep.
So.
And so are we.
Scratch that.
Do you really want another debate? I mean.
No, I'm good.
No.
I'm good.
Me too.
Coming up, we're going to check in with our own David Balorado, who's covering this parking story.
We'll have a little bit from him on that in the newscast, but I'm interested to hear what he learned. Yeah. He talked to a lot of people yesterday.
Let's grill our own David Balorado. We'll grill him.
Grilled Balorado.
Baseball, and you like football, this is your weekend. And on the North Shore tomorrow, that's exactly what you get. The Royals and Pirates, 105 at PNC Park, 3:30, Pitt and West Virginia in the backyard brawl. We're looking at least 90,000 people, but I'm going to say there'll be additional people straggling around on the North Shore, Paul.
Assorted stragglers.
And let's go to our own David Balorado, who's been covering the parking aspect of this, because I liked Mark Belko of the Post-Gazette Thursday. The headline of his story was, Saturday motorist may face backyard crawl. David, good morning.
Good morning.
I can see you on our video, and you can see David on the radio at kdkradio.com on our stream. So what's the game plan? When you say forced parking, what do you mean?
Okay, so that's a bit of a description that people, it sounds scarier than it actually is. So what happens is right now, you can't just show up tomorrow to try to find a place to park because everything's going to be pre-sold. So you may have a season-long ticket pass, parking pass. You may have bought one for an individual game. And when you go to the venue where you have the parking, you may not be parking at the space that's reserved under your name because they just want to get people in and out as quickly as possible. So they're going to, once you go in there, they're going to tell you which space you're going to park in is basically what that means.
Oh, so they kind of flag you into a spot as opposed to just going and finding your own open spot or a particular
spot. Right, exactly. Right, because they just want to be able to get the flow of traffic in and out of those garages, because otherwise, you know, it's just going to create backups beyond what's necessary to find a parking space. If you say, oh, I don't want that space, I want this one, no, you're not going to be able to have that option tomorrow.
And I would imagine for people who use the T, that'll be at capacity, too, for certain peak times.
More than likely. But I think a lot of people have come to expect that for big games, just think, or big events as well. Just think of, say, 4th of July fireworks, light up night, and so on. I think that's just something that people should assume is going to be the case. I do want to point out, I was trying to check around a couple of things this morning in terms of available parking right now. And an interesting thing is, if you go to an individual parking venue's website and click on the reserve parking thing, the link that says book through ParkWiz. If you click on that, and it's going to choose the Pirate game, and it's going to show you nothing is available tomorrow. Hmm. However, if you go to ParkWiz.com and type in either Acrisure Stadium or PNC Park and choose either the Pirate game or the Pitt game, then you will see several garages and lots that are that still have spaces available. And they vary in price. Some of them were, I believe I was seeing some were upwards of $40, and one or two of the downtown lots were still under $10. But if you click on the best starting point is to go to parkwiz.com to see what is available in searching by venue that way.
Yeah, a little cheat code for people is to park downtown somewhere and then walk across the bridge. There's a walkway that goes from Point State Park straight across to the North Shore. The cheat code part is you'll get a space. It's a bit of a walk, but the weather's going to cooperate, so you don't have to worry about rain. And then after the game, once you get back to your car, you'll be pretty much free to get out.
A question I have, David.
I will tell you. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Paul. I will just say that at this point, for the Pirate game at least, those garages that are closest to those bridges on downtown to the North Shore, they're already sold out. So that's not going to be an option. And you can't just park on the street, at least on the North Shore. You can try to find a parking space downtown, but not on the North Shore.
The question I have is if I understand this right, the parking lots, the ground level parking lots around both of the stadiums, those are already all sold out pre-sale. But what about the parking garages that are right there nearby as well? Is that the same case? Were those all pre-sale as well?
Yes. Everything for these games is pre-sale for tomorrow. And most of the ones that are closest are already sold out. So you're probably not going to find a parking spot on the North Shore tomorrow.
All right, David. We appreciate you getting up a little early for us. When are you coming into the plant?
I'm going to go find my parking space now, and then I'll be in 10 o'clock this morning.
And typically, for football anyway, the parking lots open 5 hours prior to kickoff. They're going to open early tomorrow to give people a chance who want to come in and just try.
And the other thing too is once whatever event you're going to starts, you have to get out. You have to go into the venue. You can't just stay in the parking lot or the garage.
What do you mean? No tailgating?
The tailgating stops when the game begins, is what they're saying.
Exactly.
I think. Yeah.
Okay. All right. David, thank you.
See you.
All right. We're going to check in with meteorologist Heather Zahr in a moment here. When is it going to rain? I mean, we got a great sunny weekend. We've stretches of beautiful sunshine.
When is the last time someone asked that question?
In this town?
Right?
Right. That's a good question. We'll ask Heather next on the Big K Morning Show. Stop me up. Welcome to the weekend. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Just getting some texts from concerned parents hearing about these school threats, Paul. And some parents are deciding whether even to send their kids to school today because of it. And there have been multiple threats on different levels around the region.
Well, this is your neighborhood we're talking about, Pine Richland, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And I can't blame the parents. While this is getting tiresome for people who work in newsrooms to be, you know, rehashing these non-credible threats, none of that really matters if you have a child in the school district that's involved.
Especially coming off, you know, recent school shootings like in Georgia and other places in the past. I mean, yeah, it's a legitimate concern for many parents.
Justifiable concern, very much so.
But right now, these are not viewed to be credible threats. The FBI is involved, and we'll see where it goes. But I understand the anxiety.
And if you haven't heard yet what happened very briefly, someone put a video of a person holding a gun. There was no message in this video that was sent to Pine Richland middle and high school students. How many we don't know got that message, but that's what the police and the FBI are looking into now.
Also, a near miss in Nashville.
Whew. Man, Larry, we have lots of stories in the media, and I include myself in this number. When we have some kind of incident involving an airplane, like they have to turn around and come back to an airport for some, you know, some kind of a problem. But generally speaking, you know, emergency landings and things of this sort are really not very newsworthy. You know what I mean? This story, this is very newsworthy. At Nashville International on Thursday, the flight controllers cleared an Alaska Airlines flight for takeoff. And then a Southwest Airlines plane was cleared to cross that runway right in front of the Alaska flight.
Southwest 1045, contact departure. Prescott, 369, cancel takeoff clearance.
Mm-hmm. And the crew on the Alaska flight reported the tires blew out during the aborted takeoff. They probably were going around 100 miles an hour at the time they aborted the takeoff. You know, these planes are built to do that.
But they basically slammed on the brakes, which blew the tires.
And full reverse thrust at the same time. I mean, it must have been terrifying to be in the cabin in that aircraft when you're going that fast and you're making an emergency stop. No one was injured, thank goodness.
Just add that to the list of anxieties.
No kidding.
As you're driving to the airport today, just take your time.
Sorry about that.
It is. That's the facts that actually happened yesterday.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.